Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 17th of April, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, and, well, I see everybody here has been here many times before, so I'm going to fast forward. I am AB9FJ, Net Control Operator. My name is Wayne. I'm in Urbana, Illinois. SDF username is JWH. Yada, yada, yada. Direct at net, give your call sign, and we'd like to have a question of the week to kickstart our discussions. And, gosh, Ken came up with an idea, and I was going to run with it, but there's just the three of us here. The idea was troubleshooting, and I kind of worked on it and thought, well, you know, when things go wrong, there are, like, the first things you reach for, you know, maybe you just try A, try B, try C, just kind of fiddle with the knobs and the settings and try to make it work. Or maybe you whip out the manual and you look up in the index or you go back and review the how-tos in the manual. Or maybe you get on the Internet and you find some ham forum somewhere where you can get advice from other people about solving your problem. And there's probably even, you know, several other alternatives there, because it varies from, you know, if it's a problem with your radio, well, there are certain approaches that are applicable. If it's a problem with your antenna, then kind of different set of approaches that are applicable. Problems with your computer, likewise, another set of approaches. And so the question was going to be, when you run into a problem, which approach, you know, fiddle with it, read the manual, look for help from Elmers and online forums and whatever, or maybe something else. But, all right, I see that we've got a new station here that I don't recognize. All right, okay, now let me just reset the timer. Because that's a call sign I don't recognize, then I need to back up and start over again and explain everything. But let me just make sure. Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Bravo Foxtrot, Barry. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference. And I just want to ask, are you here by accident or are you here intentionally?
This is VE3WBF. I'm here both accidentally and intentionally. I'm checking out the new Echo Ham version that I have, so I click on to TechLink, and lo and befuddled, I've got a net going on. So this is VE3WBF. My name is Barry. I'm at Mississauga, Ontario, Canada. Over.
Okay, fine business. VK3. Whiskey Bravo Foxtrot. Gotcha. So, I'm going to go back and start over again. I kind of zipped through it because everyone here is an old hand at this net. So, here we go. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 17th of April, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And I highly recommend it. If you're not familiar with a Unix, public access Unix system, you can do all kinds of things on there. You can get yourself a free account. You can set up a web page. You can use it as a mailing address. You can get your call sign, for example, as your username. And that can be, you can have an email address then that would be your call sign at sdf.org. Nice, short, easy to type. Very nice. So, usually I pause for priority traffic, but I don't think we have anybody here who has priority traffic. So I skip that. I said that I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet. I'm the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, USA. And my SDF username is JWH, my initial. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu on Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink Conference, And we would like to thank Michael, VE6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. And this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. And our net is open to all radio amateurs, and it's not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club, which is a thing. So, I don't remember if you were here in time to hear me talk about the topic being, how do you approach a troubleshooting problem? Do you just fiddle with it until it works, or you give up? Do you consult the manual? Do you look for an Elmer or an online help or some other approach? So, let me reset the timer again. I see four call signs, three other than mine, on the dashboard here. KD9NDJ, VK6BQQ, and VE3WBF. And if somehow there's some station out there hearing me now who would like to join us, come forward with your call sign so I can add you to the list. Right, I wasn't really expecting to hear anything, but, you know, sometimes we have other conferences linked to the TechLink conference, and there can be stations out there, and we don't see their call sign on my dashboard here, but they're out there, and they can join us. So I always make room for them. So I'm going to start going down the list of the three other stations that are with us, or with me today. KD9NDJ, you are first.
AB9FJ, and those listening in, this is KD9NDJ. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. Yes, I mentioned troubleshooting to Wayne before the net a little bit. And I'm really glad to welcome VE3WBF, Victor Echo 3, Whiskey Bravo Foxtrot, because you're talking about some software that I've tried to troubleshoot, which is Echo Ham, which is running on the Macintosh, I believe. How did you get that to work would be my question for you, Barry. Anyway, back to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, thank you, Ken. And I think we'll be getting back to Barry real soon now. But next in line is VK6BQQ. Hi, Reg. Okay, I think maybe Reg stepped out to refill his coffee mug, so let's go ahead and talk to VE3WBF. Barry.
This is VE3WBF. To answer Ken's question about how I approached troubleshooting and getting Echo Ham working, when I first downloaded Echo Ham, Echo Ham required for the Mac, it required me to do something interesting with my router. And so I had a hard time trying to get that to work because I couldn't find enough information to actually understand that what I was supposed to do was to do it with my router and not with my computer. So it took, I think it was on one of the Mississauga Nets, Mississauga Amateur Radio Club Net, that I mentioned this issue, and one of the guys came back and said, this is what you need to do. It's on your router. Log in and twiddle with it, and I did so, and lo and behold, it worked. The other issue I had with Echo Ham was a few versions back where I downloaded a version, and the version did not work. It was pretty flaky is what it was. And so there's nothing you can do to troubleshoot this. I didn't see how I could go back and reinstall the older version. So I left it for a bit. And it turned out that everybody else had the same problem. And I guess the guy who developed the program fixed it pretty quickly. And we got about 2 days later, I got a new revision in. So basically, that's all I have on it. This is VE3WBF, back to the net. Over.
Okay, thank you, Barry. And I'm just thinking, yes, that's a forced approach, that if you have a problem, especially in the case of a computer problem, just wait. Sometimes a problem like that, you need some time for people to report the issue back to the developer and for the developer to make a fix and distribute it back out. So sometimes you don't need to do anything. You just need to be patient and wait for the revision. All right. Thank you. Next, let's go back and see if VK6VQQ is back in the chat.
AB9FJ, VK6VQQ. Yeah, just getting going here this morning. Not feeling too good, but anyway, I thought I'd pop in and say good day. Good to hear you in here, Wayne. AB9FJ, VK6VQQ.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Sorry to hear that you're not feeling tip-top today. Hope it get better. So, everybody has had a chance to speak, so now is when we have rechecks. So, if anyone has something to add to what they said before, or if somehow there's somebody out there who hears me, but I don't see them on the dashboard, come forward now and be added to the list.
KD9NDJ with a recheck.
Go ahead, Ken.
I wanted to thank Barry for his comments about Echo Ham. I haven't really succeeded with it. I got stuck on the problem of adding something to menus, I believe. It's been a while, though. Maybe I should reinvestigate it. But you're absolutely right. Sometimes an update comes along and that solves the problem. Or one could be more proactive and go out there, scour the internet, and find the groups and participate more actively. But my reason for proposing the topic was I was having problems with digital mode where I couldn't figure out whether the problem was the radio aspect or the internet aspect. And it just seems like that's a common situation in the ham radio world we live in, where we're mixing radio and internet. Of course, Echolink is internet all the way. But I suppose with these links it could be. Anyway, that, I just want to back up a spell and pass that on. Back to you, Wayne.
Okay. I thought I had something to say there, but I think it slipped down the back of my tongue. So, does anyone else want to jump in now? All right, nothing heard. So, I'm thinking this is going to be one of our record short nets. We're only 16 minutes into it, and kind of running out of steam already. So perhaps if there's anything else on your mind, not just the troubleshooting topic, please speak up. Or if you have something else along the lines of the topic there, and I'm trying to think if I have anything. Well, there is one thing. I have, it's sort of a pet peeve. I don't get really too upset about it, but it is something that's always in the back of my mind. And that is that the phrase digital modes is, in computer science, we have this term overloaded, meaning that it has multiple meanings. And I can think of at least four different kinds of radio operation that are commonly described as digital mode. And they're very different. And lumping them all together like that it's kind of uninformative. And so I would encourage people to, instead of saying digital mode, to try to be a little bit more specific about what they're talking about. And to give an example of what I mean, let me reset. Okay. It's widely commented that the original digital mode was Morse code. Okay. All right. So that's one thing. The earliest ones, you know, other than that, that come to mind are like packet radio. That's definitely a digital mode. and it has its own universe of knowledge and practice, detail, and so on. Then there are things like PSK and all the fancy new ones, you know, FT8 and, you know, all these other similar modes, not to mention SSTV and RITI. And then we've got D-Star and DMR and several other, like NextGen and a few other major products that use digitized audio in, no, it's not FM, but the phase module. Well, I think you know what I'm talking about. You know, think D-Star, DMR, CFM, okay, that class of operation. And then finally, we have things like Echolink and IRLP and ICE All-Star, which are just ways of linking RF or PCs, the computers, you know, from one place to another. So I think that's at least five or six different, very different kinds of ham radio that are all referred to as digital modes. And it can get very confusing for someone who doesn't have the background to realize all the different manifestations. So that's enough of my rant there. If I'm all wet, you know, come forward and say so. Otherwise, ho-hum, never mind. Anybody have any comments?
KD9NDJ, I've got to respond to that rant, which was excellent. Thank you, Wayne. KD9NDJ.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Anyone else?
No, that's a good rant. You know, everybody connects up to these digital networks, but you know, Echolink has been, I don't know, over 20 some odd years that I know of, and everybody wants to get back over into Echolink instead of doing what they're supposed to do. I don't understand why they use all these different digital modes, and everybody ends up back into Echolink. So, what's the actual story here? Why do we have so many different ways of doing things when there's only the one?
Well, my immediate response is technology. Back in the old days, all they had was on-off keying of their transmitters, so that's why Morse code was the thing. And then later on, they had AM and single sideband, and they could do frequency shift keying. And so RITI became a thing. And from that, we got PSK and all of those. So, you know, the technology develops and new modes of operation become possible, and they all have their advantages, especially like with the WJT, I can't keep track of them, but they're extremely good for, you know, poor band conditions. So each one of them has their little niche that they fit in. And so let me mention, though, that I see AD0QM has joined us. Hi there, Jeff. So I'm going to back up a little bit and try to recap what we've been talking about. The initial topic this week was what approach do you take to troubleshooting some problem you have? It might be a problem with your radio, a problem with your antenna, a problem with your computer or your network, or, you know, some other problem. And off the top of my head, I suggested that you might just fiddle with your controls, try A, try B, try C, until you hit upon something that works. Or you might get out the manual and review the instructions from the manufacturer to see if maybe you've forgotten something or missed something. Or maybe you would consult an Elmer in, you know, person or on the phone or on the radio. Or maybe you would get on the computer and consult sort of virtual Elmers in a forum somewhere on the Internet. Or maybe some other mechanism for getting help to solving your problem. And, oh, yeah, the fourth one was forget about solving it yourself. Just wait a while and see if there's a revision to your radio or to your software on your computer or an update to your network, whatever. See if that fixes the problem. Yeah. So that's kind of where we were going. And then when we exhausted that, because there are only three or four of us in here, we just started talking about, well, I did a rant on what digital mode refers to. So, and now let me acknowledge that I see that the Ham Conference has connected with us, and I probably need to go back and start all over again. Let me catch my breath. Okay, for all you folks on the Ham Conference who have just joined us, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. It's a public access Unix system, and you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And the way we do this here, this is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. I'm also acknowledging KC3LYZ has joined us. You're on my list along with AD0QM. And let's just see if there's anybody over there on the Ham Conference who wants to be added to the check-in list. So please call now.
VK2DY.
Okay, so let me acknowledge VK3HJQ and VK2DY. And the topic this week has been techniques for troubleshooting problems. It might be with your radio, it might be with your antenna, might be with your computer, might be your network, might be something else. And I gave as examples, you might just start twiddling the knobs on your radio until you found something that worked. Or maybe you'll get off the manual and read the instructions once again. Or maybe you'll get you'll contact an Elmer, either in real life or on the internet, to ask for advice. And so if you have another approach that works for you, that would be good for us to know here. So I'm going to run down the list here of new stations. I see AD0QM, KC3LYZ, VK3HJQ, and VK2DY. And I'm looking now, there's no more new ones. Let me just check the chat, because there's a bunch of stuff going on there that I have not been paying attention to. John is complaining about bad audio, as usual. Thank you, John. Okay, Elmer Fudd, yeah. Okay, next on my list, AD0QM.
Good evening, everybody. This is AD0QM, Jeff in Minnesota. When it comes to radio, I actually have a big accordion folder that I keep all of my manuals in. If I get a kit and I print out instructions on how to build it, the schematic, all that kind of stuff, get stapled, I've got it all sorted for kits and things I bought and every other kind of documentation. Since I'm a computer science / electrical engineer, I also do this a lot just for my day job, and so I guess it's kind of like a wiki. It's just a bunch of text files that build into a web page, but I keep that in a source control repository that auto-syncs whenever I add new notes to it, and then I've got it running on my work laptop and my personal laptop and basically anywhere I'm at, it all just kind of auto-syncs. So if I go and realize, oh, I've already done this thing in the past, this is how I fix, you know, a problem with my computer, I make a note, and then it gets archived, and I just run grep against all of it and usually find the things that I typically forget. And that's about it for me. 80QM, back to you, net control.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. It sounds like you're very organized there. Alright, so that's one example of how you can approach troubleshooting problems. And it sounds like it works okay for Jeff there. Let's see, how about KC3LYZ?
This is KC3LYZ, SDF username Robert R. Bob in Philadelphia. Yeah, sorry I'm late. We have a local net that's running Sunday nights at 8 right around this time. It just started a couple of weeks ago. But as for troubleshooting, for my day-to-day stuff on Windows, I do a lot of that with work, so sometimes when I see things radio-related, I'll use information from that. Rely a lot on Reddit forums and some of the Microsoft technical forums. And I found a few things with settings on my DMR radio where had to tweak some things where my offsets were a little bit out. I think it was off frequency or something. Back to net.
Okay, thank you, Bob. Okay, so that's a, I guess, a vote for internet networking. Let's see, who's next on my list here? VK3HJQ.
Yeah, thanks, Wayne from VK3HJQ. What was the question?
Well, what is your approach to solving a problem, say, with your radio, with your antenna, with your computer, with your network? Are you the kind who just kind of fiddles with the knobs until it works? Do you get out the manual and refresh your memory about, you know, the instructions? Do you go to an Elmer or an online forum, you know, some help source outside of your shack? Or do you have some other go-to to get you, you know, get your problem fixed?
Oh, from Big H Race J Kit. Well, that's easy. I have a selection of hammers, and you just choose the next size up. and, oh, yeah, I typed in text, what's the difference? What are two types of audio and ham radio, bad and worse? Anyway, enough of that. Reg likes it. Well, I usually have a go at fixing it. Or, you know, if I can't nut it out, all else fails, read the manual. I mean, that's the last thing I usually do is get the book out. And then if I'm really stumped and can't nut something out, is go on YouTube. Oh, YouTube's just a great source of information. I thought the only problem with YouTube is you've got to weed out all the nutcases that are in there that write stuff that they have no idea what they're talking about. So usually what I do if I've got a problem with XYZ, go on YouTube, look up, and then see if there's a... you know, some sort of theme that this is the way you're supposed to fix it. Because some people just put rubbish up on there, which has got nothing to do with what the problem that you're trying to solve. And this is going on. And then some of the cases, I was fixing my, my treadmill. And I asked the guy, he put a video up there and he replaced the parts and got it going and showed how it all worked. And I said, what part did you replace? He said, oh, I didn't fix it. I sent it away to a technician to get fixed. And I'm thinking, well, why bother putting a video about it if you didn't fix it yourself? Oh, boy, unreal. Anyway, so, yeah, just use a bigger hammer, Wayne.
Okay, I overlooked that option. Thank you for bringing that up. Finally, VK2DY, it's your turn.
What is it? Still morning, 10:30 in the morning. It's Robert Victor Kilo 2, Delta Yankee, and yada, yada. Northwestern Sydney. I'm going to, it's about 19 degrees here, headed for a high of 22, sun is shining, beautiful autumn day. Anyway, my first go-to is YouTube, actually. That's the first place I'll go to see if I can fix something. And John's right, I mean, there's all sorts of junk out in on YouTube, and you don't go to YouTube for politics or science, but you go there for fixing things. And you really have to be careful, because like John said, there are people there that... Just like to post things to try to raise money, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, it is what it is, as they say. Then if that doesn't work, then I'll probably try Google and probably try other people that I know who have some technical knowledge of the thing. And if all else fails, read the manual, I guess. But... that's sort of my go-to is always YouTube first, because there usually is somebody out there that's fixed an obscure problem. For my car, for example, there was an issue with my before the Volkswagen Multivan, I had a SsangYong Stavic, which is a very obscure car brand, and I had an issue with the shifter handle. And I go over there, I look for Stavic and shifter, and by George, there's somebody there with the exact answer of what was wrong. So I was impressed with that. Anyway, thank you so much for taking my check-in. VK2DY, back to now.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us again this week, Robert. Always nice to have you. And, you know, the thing about YouTube and Google and any other search engine for that matter is crafting your search term, and I think that's probably the key to getting the answer you need with the least amount of having to filter through the garbage. And so if you're good at picking your search terms, then that's a good way to go. I know I've done that several times myself, and it does pay off. So I think everyone has had a chance to speak. Let me see if there are any new arrivals. No, I don't see any. So we're open to rechecks. If someone wants to add to what they said before, please call now. Okay, let me just notice that in the chat, John says that YouTube is not a search engine. However, it does have a search feature. And if you want to find the right video, you have to craft your search terms the same way you would in Google. So still awaiting any rechecks or any additional comments. It doesn't have to be about what we've been talking about. If you've got something else on your mind, you can talk about that. Okay, something weird just happened there. KC3LYZ's call sign popped up, but the audio, which was kind of distorted, something, a different call sign and the handle Anthony. So that was kind of weird. And also I see that Kilo Oscar 4, was it Lima Lima Uniform? Yes, that has also just popped up on the dashboard. So that station before, please come back again and give me your call sign again a little bit slower. I think what happened there is that KC3LYZ is a simplex node. And so somebody else in Bob's neighborhood, I think, was coming through the link radio there. So which is fine, I guess, if Bob's okay with that. So that station that gave the call sign, please try again so that I can get your call sign correctly.
Yeah, call sign here is Alpha Alpha 3 Victor Zulu. I'm actually connected to Bob's node through my All-Star node here. It's my first time checking in this net.
Okay, so, well, first let me go and acknowledge this KO4LLU. For both of you, this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, which stands for Super Dimension Fortress. Long story. But the bottom line is that it's a public access Unix system. You can log in, you can get a free account and have a shell, a Unix shell that you can play with. You can set up a website, you can set up an email, you can do all kinds of stuff with it. That's sdf.org. And we have this net every week at 0 UTC on Monday morning. And that's what we're doing right now. So, AA3VZ. Alright, well, the topic this week has been troubleshooting. We've been talking about when you have a problem with your radio, your antenna, your computer, your network, whatever, what are the first things that you reach for or approaches that you take to fix it? Do you just start changing settings on your radio or whatever until something works? Do you get out the manual? Do you get on, do you call an Elmer? Do you get on the internet and do a search? You know, what's your go-to for solving problems around the shack there? So, first is AA3VZ.
I haven't had a troubleshoot anything lately except I found an old AM radio in my drawer and I tightened the volume, tightened the tuning knob, so I did that. Then I gave it to my friend Rich KD3WT. Put a 9-volt battery plug on it for me. So I have to plug the battery on there, and the darn thing didn't work. So I figured, all right. So that's what it is. Hope it's a bad battery. A coworker gave it to me a while ago before he retired. So it was a Kenmore brand, AM radio. But anyway, SES.org, huh? That's interesting. I hope it's accessible for the blind. I don't know if it is or not, but let me know. AA3VZ.
Well, interesting that you should mention that, because I think SDF takes some pride in being accessible to vision-impaired users. For one thing, it is entirely command line, so you don't have to worry about, you know, graphic images and music, and all that other kind of stuff that you're liable to get on a website. So if you have a screen reader that, you know, works reasonably well for you, I think there's a good chance that you will be able to fully utilize SDF, even if you are visually limited. And I'm thinking that that Bob, KC3LYZ, can attest to that. And I'm going to shut up for a minute and see if he wants to say something.
Yeah, that's right. I'm one of the visually impaired hands in the club around here. And see, it works pretty good. It's all text-based, so you don't have to worry too much about graphics or any of that. If you're familiar with Linux, it helps a little bit, too.
Okay, thank you, Bob. So let me go back to AA3BZ. Did you say your name was Anthony?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. Well, I'll be using it on my iPhone. That's what I would be doing. It sounds pretty neat. I'll have to spread the word around. Tell people about the SEF.org, huh? I'll have to spread the word around. I don't know what new number this is, so I just connected up to Bob here. And I heard this fine net going on, so I figured out, let me check in and see what's happening.
Okay, well, glad you did. But let me just comment there that your audio is kind of hot there, so if you want to back off from the mic a little bit, I think that would reduce the distortion and make it easier to understand you. So thank you for joining us, and, you know, come back every Monday at 0 UTC. We do this every week. Moving along here before he gets bored and disconnects is KO4LLU.
Is Kilo Oscar 4, Lima Lima Uniform. And no, that's fine. I was sitting there just listening to y'all. Yeah, I'm kind of new to this net, too, Ben. I definitely will look into it. I wrote that down, sds.org. I'm just going to kind of listen tonight, and this is John, by the way, for name, and I'm located in Alabama. So I'll just, and as far as grabbing things for the troubleshooting, I don't know. First thing naturally won't touch are the knobs, but I usually Google something if I see I'm really going to need some information. I'm an old tech by trade from back in cable TV days, so I just take my time and try to figure it out. But I'll pass it back to y'all and kind of just listen out tonight. Thank y'all for all the hidden work that's being done to put things on sometimes, and I know how that can be. So this is KO4LLU, back to you, Net Control.
Okay, thank you, John. And again, you know, you're welcome to join us every week at the same time here. And I'm just kind of curious, what part of Alabama are you from? I was actually born in northwest Alabama, a place called Fayette County, if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where Fayette County is, yeah. I'm actually, I'm about 30 miles south of Birmingham. I'm about 4 miles from the center of the state of Alabama, if that helps you any. There's actually a rock out here that marks the center of the state of Alabama. So about middleways in the state called Montevallo. I don't know if you've ever heard of that or not. Well, being from Fayette, you may have, but actually got a little university down there on campus, a little campus down there. So it's a pretty neat little town. KO4LLU.
Okay, yes, I've heard of Montevallo. Okay, and the other thing I wanted to make sure, I think I heard you say that the website was Sierra Delta Sierra, and I just wanted to correct it and say that it's sierradeltafoxtrot.org. So just wanted to make sure that you didn't go to the wrong place. So let's see, I do not see any new call signs. Somebody just left. I didn't see who that was. But we're still connected to the HAM conference, so there might be somebody out there who's been listening and holding back on joining us. So let's see if there's anyone else out there on the HAM conference who wants to join us. All right, nothing heard there. So do we have any rechecks or any new topics of conversation? All right, the lack of response leads me to think that we're approaching the end of this week's net, and it's surprisingly, I thought it was going to be a record short net, but it's coming close to being a record long net. So that's funny how those things happen, right? So We're going to make this the final call for rechecks or additional comments for the net before I wrap things up and close the net. Okay, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club. Let's call it 0047 UTC. If you would like to continue the... I think that the DMR talk group 31650 might still be in existence, but I don't actually do DMR. I don't know for sure. I know that this week the Gateway was not even present here, and in recent weeks it has been present but not functioning. So stay tuned. We'll hopefully have that back again functioning sometime in the future. In the meantime, you can look for us in COM on SDF Indian on Radio Rhythm. Shout out to all the people in the Anon Radio Room who have been listening to us on the Anon Radio stream. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73.
AB9FJ and the group, PK60QQ. Did we lose our fellow from California?
I assume you're referring to November Bravo Zero X-Ray, and... his robot did not connect this week, and he did not log in by himself. So I'm supposing that he has taken the gateway down to be worked on, and perhaps it'll be back at some time in the future.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, it's been gone for a couple of weeks. Anyway, all good, Wayne. Thanks for being here.
Okay. Thank you for joining us as well, Reg. AB9FJ, clear.